Hello, fellows. This is Barry Ulanov of Metronome Magazine. V-Discs asked me to say a few words about Duke Ellington's Black, Brown, and Beige, parts of which you're going to hear on these two sides. The first part, the part you hear on this side, is the blues. In the blues, Duke is writing a parallel to the history of the American Negro after the Spanish-American War. He's trying to express, and very successfully, I think, the feeling of general despondency, of sadness, which overcame the Negroes at that time. He uses a voice, in this case Marie, to express the words of the Negro at that time, and he uses a tenor saxophone to get some of the lambent feeling that followed the Spanish-American War among Negroes. You'll hear at the end of it, too, a beautiful, crushing chord. Then on the other side, you'll hear three dances. First, the West Indian dance, which is to portray the action of the free Haitians in the American Revolution.